All right, we're back. Frank and Hobbo courtside here at the ACC tournament, 62nd annual here in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the crowd is starting to trickle into their seats here. Both teams are on the court shooting.
Loosening up.
Oh, it's
as we say.
A lot of spotlights, a lot of little TV crews around the court shooting their intros. And press row is filling up, and the excitement is building, Chris.
You know, I'm always excited for ACC tournament time, all the way back to being a kid and watching it on TV, all the way up to being fortunate enough to sit here and cover it. So, exciting time.
Well, the ACC office does a great job down here in Greensboro. And
I may have attended a tournament before Chris was a kid.
That's probably true.
That's definitely true. No offense.
But, since we're talking longevity here, I'm sitting here realizing, you know, we were talking earlier about the switch from Saturday to Sunday championship games, and it occurred during the Ralph Sampson era. And, of course, reminded that Ralph Sampson never won an ACC tournament.
Which is sort of mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling, but I guess, Chris, from a historical standpoint, what would this mean if Virginia was able to repeat?
That's a hard one to put into words, I think, if you're a Virginia fan. I remember sitting here last year and watching the fans react to winning the tournament championship, something that I think a lot of older fans and even a lot of recent fans didn't think was possible, that they would win the tournament again. And you watch the look on people's faces last year. I can't imagine what they'll look like if they went two in a row. They might take part of this building with them.
I remember last year I ordered some of the ACC tournament championship hats, you know, just to have some, thinking, well, you know, 1976 to 2014, that's 38 years. I won't live another 38 years, but here we are. We might be back on the doorstep of doing it again. So it really is amazing. And I think that from the perspective of the league, I heard earlier in the week somebody said that this tournament is really important to Mike Krzyzewski because he wants to restore the proper balance of the ACC, that, you know, Duke is the pinnacle.
You don't win 1,000 games without being competitive, right? Like, I'm sure he wants to win the tournament.
Well, I mean, I think he always was, but I think the idea of Virginia winning back-to-back has got to be a little offensive to him, because he still holds a grudge going back to 1983 in the lopsided win that, speaking of Ralph Sampson, Virginia had over his Dukies.
Well, you know, just remember that it would be a huge dagger to the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels for Virginia to go back-to-back here, particularly in Greensboro. I mean, they've always controlled this court. They've always controlled this tournament here. And
in Greensboro, not only Greensboro, but it looks like it may take a win over North Carolina and a win over Duke to do it.
And you know what? That would mean so much to every Cavalier fan. And, you know, I think tonight Virginia matches up pretty well with Carolina. And it's hard to say, because years ago they used to be taller, faster, more active on the entire, you know, pace of the game. And they seem to always handle everything we throw at them. Now Virginia's defense tilts one end of the court airway, and it puts so much pressure on these other teams. And, you know, you watch the Carolina guards tonight, you're going to see moments where they look confused, like, where do we go with the ball? And you just don't see that. It just doesn't happen. And another thing, just a quick thought. Tony Bennett, if he were to win these two games tonight against Carolina and Saturday night, assuming Duke takes care of Notre Dame, I think that would hasten the retirement plans of those two coaches.
Well, I don't know about that, but let's hope Tony's not thinking about retiring anytime.
He's not going
anywhere.
In the next
couple of decades.
One little tidbit that I, flipping through the record book today, that surprised me a little bit, and assuming I looked at it correctly, Virginia's never won 30 games in back-to-back seasons. They're on the doorstep of doing that. They're probably going to get it done either
tonight
or next week.
No, and that's a huge, huge thing for this program in terms of changing of the guard and all that kind of talk that's going on right now. That's big.
I went to a press conference earlier in the season where Coach was there, and it was right after they had gotten over the 20 win, and I sort of said, you probably were there. I said, congratulations on the 20 wins. That used to be a big deal, but you've set the bar kind of high these days. So, I mean, now, admittedly, I always put the footnote in there, teams play more games now than they did 15, 20 years
ago. Definitely helps to play 30 games.
So it makes winning 30 a little easier when you're playing 30 plus the postseason and all that kind of stuff. But still, nevertheless, it's a tremendous accomplishment and shows the consistency of the program.
Yep. By the way, real quick, I'm jumping in here. I'm watching Evan Nolte, and he just drilled three in a row from well past the arc, five feet past the arc.
That's a bad omen. You don't want to be knocking them down in practice. Yeah,
don't waste them in practice.
No, this isn't practice. You guys are crazy. I like a long-distance shooter who's dialed in. And
we're talking about shooting. That you talked about Virginia's defense. I think the key tonight is North Carolina's defense. They gave up 60% shooting the first time against Virginia. A little thing that's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle here lately, Virginia has shot 45% or better in five straight games. All right, the last time they did that was the Davidson through Missouri State games last season. Mm. They're shooting the ball much better lately than people realize because the turnovers are distracting from how well they've improved their shooting percentages. Well, if Carolina doesn't play defense tonight, that it could get ugly.
Well, and particularly considering how dialed in UVA was last night against Florida State and jumped out to that 16-2 start, and Darian Atkins and Evan Nolte, they came out and they were on fire. And London Prentice had a nice move, that left-handed little scoop layup. And
keep in mind, if it gets ugly for Carolina, I'll find that very beautiful.
I know. this Wahoo here would be celebrating.
You know, I was really excited with that 17-point lead at halftime yesterday. I was nice and relaxed and everything, and all of a sudden it got to five with 10.5 minutes to go, and I wasn't quite so relaxed. So.
And let me jump in. Let's first off remind our listeners that in a few moments we go to break, and we're going to bring on Dave Kane to give us the final pregame analysis, and we appreciate the fact that he's going to do that.
And we thank Chris Wright. Just to wind it down, final thoughts about the game tonight and maybe the tournament this weekend, hopefully a game tomorrow night as well.
The big one for me is more big picture. Like, as a Virginia fan, it's taken some getting used to just how good Virginia's been the last 3 years.
You know what struck me yesterday is how many Virginia people were here on quarterfinal Thursday.
Yeah, and it was packed with Virginia in their section.
And they were loud.
They were vocal, and they were into the game.
Yeah. And even the newspaper today talked about how the Virginia fans, when the shot clock starts winding down, how the building came to life in that situation, you know, with the Virginia people counting down the shot clock.
So to me, it's that Virginia's good. And Virginia fans know Virginia is good. So win or lose tonight, Virginia's still good. They still could win the whole thing. Think about that for a minute. A chance to win the national title is realistic. This is not just Virginia fans talking about it.
I'm going to make a prediction right now, and I do believe Virginia is going to beat Carolina by about 5 points tonight. When Virginia wins this game tonight, I believe that will propel them psychologically to be uber dangerous into the NCAAs. The confidence of having beaten Carolina twice in the same season, that has to embolden the entire staff, all the players. And regardless of what would happen on Saturday night against Duke.
If Virginia wins tonight and Duke wins tonight, I think tomorrow night will be a classic ACC title game from two teams that are both. If they both win tonight, I think it's safe to say they're both going to be number one seeds. And who knows, maybe they'll play again in Indianapolis. That would be fun.
Boy, that would be great, wouldn't it? All right, Chris, thank you. We're head to break. On the other side, we'll have Dave Kane. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking at the ACC Tournament.